Born in Sydney to Moroccan and Australian parents, Julian Belbachir was raised in Surrey Hills and Redfern at a time when it was densely populated by numerous cultures, all of which he shared with and immersed himself in at a very formative time in his life. And it was during this time that Julian developed his musical sensibilities, which impacted and shaped him into the extraordinary musician that he has become. But don't just take it from me. Julian joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Now, it sounds like sort of, I wouldn't mind starting with your time there as a kiddie when you first started getting involved in music. What was it like there at the time?
Music was happening all around me from many different cultures and fusions. And yeah, very inspired by a lot of different instrumentalists and growing up into my band, my family playing in bands and stuff like that. So from a very young age, I was very deep into the music.
It's one of those things now, from a Western perspective, you play some rather unconventional instruments. What is it that you play?
Yeah, that's right. I play an instrument called the Kamalangoni, which is kind of, it's a pentatonic West African harp. So it's kind of like a harp, but a kind of more traditional version. And I also play a bunch of other different drums and studio keyboards and stuff like that as well.
So is it sort of an instrument that's both a melodic and a percussive instrument?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very polyrhythmic, and like all or most African music, it's very rhythm-based, but also with a very strong melodic component as well.
I would imagine there at the time when you first started learning that, there wasn't too many people teaching it.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that is very correct. And there still isn't many people teaching or playing. I'm probably one of the only people that play and make the instruments in Australia at the moment.
You make the instruments as well as playing them?
Yeah, that's right, because as you can imagine, things go wrong, and I started repairing them, and then one thing led to another, and I started building my own.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. And I understand sort of you've been around the world, different places where these musics emanate from, to sort of further master your craft?
Absolutely. I'm actually in Morocco as we speak at the moment, in a small town called Issawira, and I've just spent the past month in Mali, West Africa, recording and studying and playing.
I just thought you didn't come into the studio because you weren't a morning person.
No, it is about 11:30 at night here, and I'm I am a morning person and an evening person for sure.
Also, what's it like there at the moment with everything that you're doing with your music? Give us a sort of rundown of what the average, I guess not so average, day is like.
Oh, look, it's incredible here. So much inspiration, so much art, so much music and culture. And I'm working with an incredible collective of musicians and spending lots of time in the recording studio working on new projects and, taking life very easy. Lots of good food and sunshine and having a great time.
Oh, I'm very jealous of you at the moment. I wasn't really going to ask you what food you've been getting into, but I'm feeling pretty hungry at the moment, so I don't want to do that. But you'll be heading back to Australia very soon because you're featuring as part of WOM Adelaide, which runs from the 10th to the 13th of March. You must be very excited about this after a couple of years where gigs were scuttled left, right and centre.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an honour to be flying back home to play at WOM Ad with my full band. It's been an incredible journey and experience since the album was released, and since COVID's now kind of come to an end, it's great that we're able to be touring and sharing the culture and the music around the world and around Australia, and particularly at WOM Adelaide.
And your live band that you got at the moment, is these the same people that were playing with you on the album Babdukala, the sonic journey that explores the deep roots of North and West Africa through a contemporary lens?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of the artists that will be joining me will be featured artists from the album. So it's going to be really nice to translate the album into a live performance at WOMAD.
Is it going to be their first time in Australia when they're coming down here for WOMAD?
No, some live in Australia and some are travelling across. I've been over here in Morocco and Mali with four of the nine band members have been over here with me doing some shows. So we're all slowly returning back to Australia to get in sequence and get ready to go to the WOMAD Festival.
Oh, excellent. Any other big things in store for 2023, or are they things that you're working on at present while you're in Morocco and can't speak too much on them?
Oh, look, there's plenty of things happening. We're working on an incredible new album and lots of touring with the band. around Australia and hopefully around the world. We've got a few different things going at the moment, but yeah, we're just really excited to get back home to Sydney and get together with all the musicians and voyage down to Adelaide, which is going to be fantastic.
Oh, what an absolutely exciting time for you. So the album, where can people purchase that if they want to learn the songs before they go and see you at WOMAD?
Yeah, you can get the album online, and you can listen to it on all the major streaming platforms and also on my website if you would like a copy of the vinyl or the CD, which is my name, julianbelbashir.com.
Excellent. Got it on vinyl. That is awesome. I will link to that from the 2SER website, where I will post the chat that we're having right about now. And please, I hope you can feel my jealousy through the internet as you go and enjoy the wonderful food, music and culture there in Morocco. Wish you happy travels while you're there, and can't wait to see you back in Australia.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, can't wait to be back, and hopefully we'll catch you over at the WOMAD Festival.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I'll see if they'll give me a few mornings off from doing this show. We're going to listen to the Zion Train remix of Music Nomads.
Fantastic. Enjoy. Thank you so much.
You have a great day, or great evening, as it were, Julian. Thanks for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.